Chazal tell us in the Pasuk Zois Chukas HaToiro Odom Kiyomus Be'oyer Ein Divreteiro Miskaimim Elo B'mishe Mei Misatzmo Yoleo. Chazal tell us Ein Divreteiro Miskaimim Elo B'mishe Mei Misoleo. If a person is Mei Misatzmo and the Teira, then Divreteiro Miskaimim. Person is not making misatzma and divrateira, they're not miskaimim. Sometimes a bocher doesn't understand, he's sitting and learning a day and a day and a day and a day and a day. A good balabas comes out, a poor masechtas he knows, make mishasim. But he doesn't become a talmid chochem, and he wonders why he's not becoming a talmid chochem. And the answer is he was never making misatzma earlier. When he was tired by night, he went to sleep. When he was hungry, in the middle of Seder, he went to drink. He was a masmid, chutzman, he learns the whole time. When he doesn't feel good, he's not a mismedrash. And when he's night by night, he closes the Gemara. And Shabbos afternoon, he rests to have care for the whole week. Very nice, no shaykhus, the name is Atzma. He's sitting and learning. Divrateira ain miskaimim. No chance that he'll be asleep. Ain divrateira miskaimim. Ela b'misha may mis Atzma yoleo. Because I'll say not if you may miss, it goes better. Ain divrateira miskaimim. Ela b'misha may mis Atzma yoleo. A bocha could be all of his years in yeshiva. He was never made misatzmoy. Every time when he was tired by night, he went to sleep. 11:30. Made misatzmoy is like the gdolim, they take off the shoes, they put it in water, and they stay to learn. They learn standing, that when they fall asleep, they fall and they carry on learning. This is called made misatzmoy. This is called made misatzmoy. Made mis doesn't mean a person that's trying. I was yesterday in the cheder, my son became a mitzvah, so the Rebbe spoke to the kids. And he had to explain to the kids what is meimis. Sure, it's for kids, it's not telling you that you could tell your kids. Yeah? So he was explaining to the kids what is meimis atzmo yoleo. He was telling the kids, there's a person that the doctor told him he has to go for walks. So he went around the city, had to go for a lot of walks. Once in the middle of his walks, he gets a phone call from his rebbetzin, she needs him home right away. It's the middle of the night. She needs him right away. He's far away. So he took a shortcut through the Beis HaKvoros. He's walking, he's not familiar in the Beis HaKvoros. He's walking in the middle of the night, it's dark. And he falls into a cave. Already cave, you know, like a long one. He falls standing in, tries to go out, smash good cement, very smooth. He pulls, he screams. There's no way he tries to jump, there's nothing. He just can't get out, he's screaming. Okay, after 20 minutes, he realizes it's the middle of the night, there's no one here. So he will wait until tomorrow morning, we'll come up, say, outside or someone, we'll take him out. What's going to do? Okay, he goes down, just puts himself in the corner, and he hears someone walking. So he's about to yell to tell that person to help him. Before he yells, the guy also falls in. He takes the side, you know, he will see what the guy does. He moves to the side, it's dark, the guy doesn't know there's someone there. The guy starts to scream and tries, screaming, pushing, trying. All of his fingers, gosh, he doesn't manage to get out. So the guy thinks to himself, I'll scream the whole night, I'll go to sleep. Tomorrow morning, say, yo, say, I'll go out. Okay, the guy gives up. So the first guy thinks to himself, okay, now it's no point that two people will stay here. One could help the other guy, put your hands, and the other guy could go out. I fell first. So, you know, he will let me to come out. Maybe I'll go out. So I managed to help him to get out. So he goes over to the other guy. He touches it. The guy gives such a scream, and jumps out. So the shot is, but Siddur Pachad Moves, he managed to get out from where he can't get out. He told the kids, if Adam Kiyomus Me'oyel, if a person feels that Anteire, Chaye Belechochma Beleteire Kiloshna Rambam, Kemiso Chashuvi. Chaye Belechochma Beleteire Kemiso Chashuvi. It's dying. It's dying. You climb out the boy. There's no question how, what? He's out. He was out in a minute. There's no shaila about it. If a person will feel that Chaye is Azevi Moves, Teire is Azevi Moves, Anteire, you can't live. Mein Rebbe, the Shmir Shabbos Gil Choso, although you know here it's Hamish, Shiva, I feel Hamish, it's not a public. It's, you know, how I became a Talmud, the Shmir Shabbos Gil Choso. I was a Bach, this is the Limud Musa, when I was a Bach in Koteire, I spoke against him. I went to my Rebbe Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and I tried to convince him that the Shmir Shabbos is wrong. He yelled at me. I went to bring raya that he's wrong. And the whole time I was trying to find the raya that the Shmirah Shabbos is wrong. Kapteli ba'alochis, that was mamish. Shalai lishmo maybe, yeah? I got married, I decided I have to do a tshuva samishko. The day after my chasen, I knocked on the door in his house. And I said, remember, I was a bachur in yeshiva, remember, we got fired. I said, I decided to make tshuva samishko. I came to become a Talmud. And from that day, till Gimel Tammuz in the afternoon, I didn't leave the house. We lived for hours. It was very mekar of me. I asked him once, he had in his house a Sefer Torah that he took out in crystal now, like from a burning shul in Germany. So I asked him, first I asked him, Api Alochim, why it's here? It belongs to the shul. So the Shaila is, Avudom Yimel Mechalodom, it's a Sreife, the Shaila, if it helps in Hekdesh, the Shaila is within Yerush, it's within Hekdesh, but so we're going, he told me, yeah, you're right, the Maiz Api Alochim, you're allowed to take it, but I was Choshesh, I sent a letter to the members of the board that were left from the shul, and I got permission, they gave me the Sefer Torah for a present. So I asked him, but the Rebbe told me, the building was burning in fire, he was 14 years old then. 13 or 14. The building was burning. Germans were standing outside with stones and glass to kill any Yid. What? You ran in to take out the Sefer Torah? You're allowed to? It's not pikuach nefesh. It's not matter to gain a right. He was telling me all the nisim that happened there. He said, I was so scared to go in. I didn't want to go in. I couldn't help myself. My feet pulled me in. I couldn't see the Sefer Torah burning. I couldn't. I knew Abi Aloch, you're not allowed to go in. I was fighting with myself, but I couldn't help myself. And my body pushed me into the building burning and to come out with a Sefer Torah. Abba Sateirah! Abba Sateirah! Someone has me, I'm 14 years old, a kid in Germany. Such Abba the Sefer Torah! Can't see a Sefer Torah burning. He knows in a shul is a Sefer Torah burning. He knows that Pi Aloch and Mitonish. Mitonish Mesakim Zayn. You're not allowed to go in. Pikuach nefesh from outside, pikuach nefesh inside. When you go out, they will kill you. But I can't let my Torah to burn. This is the Ahavas HaTorah that he had. The Meshunetik Ahavas HaTorah. She'en Kedugmoso. He was a person that was made Nis'at Mo'ad Divrei Torah. Didn't mazik no Torah to himself. He went with a shirt jacket all of his life. He was Masbi, the Mashgiach of Kol Torah, of Gedalia Eisman, also from Keller. He never wore a kapote. So in his Levaya, he spoke, Gedalia is so choshuv, he would never wear Itzvah de Rabona. So he's maybe 70 years old, standing with Ola Itzvah de Rabona, and giving a hesped on someone who was such a choshuv yid. He didn't chap that is a tzad that he could wear a tzitzel and a rabbana. He didn't chap, it took me an hour to explain to him that pastish that he said it. He didn't know what I wanted, Bichlal. He didn't know that tzad, like, he's an honor, but... So he stand in public in front of thousands of people, and spoke to him, said, Chosh V'yid, look, Chosh V'yid, then we're like, look, I can go show Jack, and I'm Chosh V'yid. The person known, Kol HaTorah Kula. Shabbos was his baby. Shabbos was it was Moisa Nefesh for Shabbos. You know when he started his Shaychus to Shabbos, he was hiding for over a year and a half in the Germany's inside a basement somewhere. And was only safe it was Mishnebuah Chelegimah. So he learned it hundreds of times. That's what he did the whole day. Once a day there was a minute that he took a chance to go to the window to take something to breathe, and then he went back in. Mishnebuah Shabbos Chelegimah. The whole time. But he was like machzik tivusel nafshe. I spoke to him in learning. I remember we were speaking Rash. Rambam, what? He would put Mishnah Ezroim. Here's the Rash. Here's the Rambam. There's everything in him. Shulchan Aruch, Sifkot, everything. Didn't machzik tivusel nafshe. Gomish. He was mevatel himself ke'afre de'are. Ke'afre de'are. And what he did for Klal Yisrael, He did it because he wanted, he loved the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he loved the Torah. He said, all of the Noshim, in Eretz Yisrael, 40 years old, 50, all of them learned Hilchei Shabbos. But he would go to every seminary, and he was the teacher to the girls Hilchei Shabbos. This is what he did, in every seminary. So the two seminaries that all of my sisters, the Talmidus Mishmash Shabbos, he was awesome. I said like this, I said, they heard from him, fuck out. I remember how mom used to, yeah, the girl, I said like this, the girl, like this. This was the way it was. A normal Talmid Chacham will not do it. And the other man, you have to know that one. He wanted that Hilchei Shabbos will come back to Klal Yisrael. He wanted that Hilchei Shabbos will come back to Klal Yisrael. And he was Moisel Nefesh, and he was Nirdaf Al Tzavohoi. And he started, it was no such for him. He started to be maker of all kulas. He himself, think he used electricity in Shabbos? Never. Battery in his house. What, he used electricity in Shabbos? The king wants to ask him a shayla, but that's the God of sign. If you're allowed to eat mushrooms, a shayla from bugs, mutter, asu. I told him that I ate, and I said, but that's... I said, well, you ate mushrooms? I never put mushrooms in my mouth. I said, shash to lie, maybe. Someone said, but that's... Everything was kikal kebechamur, she'en kebechamur, she'en kebechamur. But the koyach is, but we need to have Klal Yisrael to Paskin. For hours we will sit to Paskin for soldiers, what they allowed to Michal Shabbos, not to Michal Shabbos. Every Ben Azmanim, I would go with him to check mikvois. So, but it'll be only when I'm going to Yerushalayim with Bleibach. Because there's enough Rabbanim that will do it. So we travel 5 hours to a city, and there's one mikveh, you have to climb. I was scared to climb on the roof. But you know, he climbed a house, so you have to climb. Maybe a Suffolk lady tables there, yeah? But someone has to pass it. So you go for 5 hours and you come back. And no one knows. So pass it in Yerushalayim, this is very geschmack. We went in, I just now remember, we went into a village. It was a village somewhere very far. When they signed the village, when they built it, all the fry people signed. This was the tznai of the place. And now they had them, they built a mikveh. There's a rav there. And we came to the house. More. The left side. Came to his house. And he gave kibbut. So I didn't eat. And he ate. Tried to kick in the foot, didn't help. On the way back, I said, Rebbe, kashrus. Kashrus. How do you do? Why did you say about this rope? I said, Lechon Naman Bisu. I said, Lechon Naman Bisu. You know we don't go with it. I said, I want the mechanic. Avade, has been shown to eat by someone. You go to someone in Tzfat, they tell you it's kosher, it's treif to eat it, you can't eat it. You go to someone in the Chevron, they tell you it's okay, they should put him even. Also, gomo to eat in these places. Even in your own house, you have to have rachmin and you have to know exactly the halachas. Today is not shaykhus to Yesse, to Tobin of Shabbat Yesse. Aber al pi halacha yidech ha memo b'yisu. I want to tell you, for sure, the reason I ate, I relied on yidech ha memo b'yisu ma pi halachas. But not only that, he knew that I'm coming. He for sure went to buy a badatz cake. He knows that I'm going to ask him from where it is. Yeah? And I went back in and I asked. And then they showed me, for sure, they kept the packages. But he will ask, yeah? But he said, the whole city is inside here. Small village. The whole city came. They have a rabbi that is changing the city. That is changing the city. If I'm the chabad in and I eat, we have a choshev rav. If I don't trust the rav, the whole city will lose the kriya from the rav. So I'm makel. I'm saying mechal pi alocha idecho nemo bi yisurim. And I'm saying mechal the chazok that he stole me he would buy. And the people will be saying mechal the rav and all the real shaykhs. This was a person that was yore hoi roi. Yore hoi roi. He was mighty till the last minute. Kalak bechamura. A mushroom didn't go into his house. But if it's negat to a city to Paskin on a rod, you eat a cake. You eat a cake. This was his koyach. Yoimom velayim, and I want to tell you, Chasino Bespedoi, it's not the right thing to speak. But he was not from the Balik Yishroinus. And when he came to Kulteira, you know what was his job in Kulteira? A Durm Council. And this he started. He was a Durm Council in Kulteira, he had a chance to do Shuzam. And from that turned out to become a Shmer Shabbos Kiruchas. Avad, like I told you, 14 years old, he ran in to take out the Sefer Teira. Without Ava Sateira, Mr. Sefer Shteira, don't say, okay, it will happen. But you don't have to be the Greiser Mensch. You just have to be the Poshte Yid, sitting and learning Yoimon Velaylo. Yoimon Velaylo. Ein Divrateira Miskaimim Elo Bemishe Meim Misatzmo Yoleo. He opened the Gmach. It was the first Gmach to support all the yeshivas. All of the yeshivas. Everything went through under his hand. Millions and millions and millions. Chesed. Evi Halocha Shaila. In any place, Moisar Nefesh was the interiors that people were roid of him. Remember, it was such redifus. Was about to go to jail. To go with it together. So I was scared. You know, he was not scared. So I went to Rabbi Yashiv. Told Rabbi Yashiv, you know, they're going to put him in jail. So Rabbi Yashiv said, I'll do everything what I could. Tell me what to do. He said, if Rabbi Yashiv himself will take the floor, call the person and say, no, Red, face of Shalom Rabbi Yashiv, I'm asking you to stop to write it, and then the guy will stop. There's a uniform. I said, but not a frat, you yourself. He said, he took the phone, and for an hour he yelled at the guy was about to do everything. Called the judge, he said, you have to do everything. You have to do everything. Shmazam al-Erbach told me, if you knew who is Rav Meivel, if you knew what it means in the Shomayim, I'll tell you, there's not one person here that doesn't have his kesheris. You don't have his cheshek. Don't have his rotzen. Don't have his passion. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mezaker. Told me once, came into the house. I told him I was now in the print. I saw they printed 30,000 sets of Shmir Shabbos Kibchos. He told me, you know, I don't get no money from it. He sold it before he started. Someone took all the rights. He doesn't have nothing. I told him, now I understand. To be rich, it was not exactly. So Hashem Shem very angry. Someone else became the Bailim, took away the safe, and now the whole guy. So what happened? If a person tries to tie his money with his tailor together, sometimes tailor has a schus to be made fit, but God not his schus. Person was zeich from sitting in a little house with no koyach, nothing. The push. Hoshka learning again and again and again. He went to a guy that knows Hebrew to fix the words in the Shmir Shabbos. Told me once, Fridays we'll go to visit some people. When we have different sick people, he'll go to visit. One of Altarov, Katamon of Lazarov. He went to visit him. He would come and he would take out his note and he would ask him all different Hilchot Shabbos. That Rav was already, I don't think he was with him. So when he came out, I told him, you rely on this role, I'm stopping you relying. When you're going to ask this person a shayla, I don't know if he understands what he says. He says, Mutter Rosso, and you're taking notes. And then you put in the Shmir Shabbos, the Chosi, the name of this role. The role is retired, he's already overnight. He says, you think I don't see what you see? He says, you know how you mechabe the Rebbe? You make him to feel that you need his shayla. So this is my Bikur Chogni. I go and I ask him shayla. When he was sick in the end, and I was asking him shyness, he asked, you really asking him? Why am I trying to explain? He was a Rebbe that mitzad echot, mechanech b'toiro she'ik kedug mosel. He didn't have nothing in his life chutz from toiro, but midas and derech eretz. He would walk every little Shabbos, I want to tell you, every little Shabbos, he davened in kol toiro, he davened in yeshiva. He would walk to Sarotzkin, to Neve Simcha, an old Asian house, to say good Shabbos to his mother, walked back home and started Suda Shabbos. He never missed the Shabbos. Could have davened there, walked back, davening in a shiva. He was not a Rosh Hashiva of the Yeshiva. He was not a Magid Shir. He just davened in the Torah. Ramo, he was a people asked him Shabbos, then as well. This was his job in the Torah. He's davening. Davening in the Torah, walked to his mother in Sarotskin, came back, every little Shabbos. Every little Shabbos. I think it was over 10 years. It doesn't mean that Friday he didn't come to visit. I'll try it. Two different things. I'm a little Shabbos, because every Shabbos in the mother. And she's not home, you go where she is. Why I'm saying all these things? You would think if I'll tell you all the other things that he did, he never had even a time to open a sefer. And he sat and he learned Yoimo Velayim. Yoimo Velayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezakeh. All the Hilchei Shabbos. All the Hilchei Shabbos in Klal Yisrael was duchim. Taking Sforim, when a person is niftel, the koiches of the neshoma around. I think the eschus, the people to take on something in Hilchei Shabbos, if you don't know Hilchei Shabbos, to take a sefer, to learn Hilchei Shabbos. I want to tell you, I was thinking, I came on a sefer, Hilchei Shabbos. It's a neighbor of mine, we love him, the shul where I daven. And, you know, I was wondering to myself, you know, it looked like maybe a shtickle. So a couple, years after it came out, he didn't have really personal shaychus. But Hilchei Shabbos is a neighbor of mine, and he finally broke his leg. So I told him, you know, Hilchei Shabbos broke his leg. I thought you'll be a huge chizuk for him, that Yiddish Shmir Shabbos will come to visit. Right away, went into a taxi, we get to his house, went to. So the guy said, why you came to Mechazik? Such the best sefer Hilchei Shabbos came out, I'm not coming to Mechazik here. This is the Lemazik Tivus of the Nafshim. Lemazik Tivus of the Nafshim. If we could manage, I'm telling you, I look at myself now, you know, 20 years old boy, the one that made the whole balagan around in Kotei when I was a bacher, coming to his house, and made me to feel like a different person. Every time a shaila, he would make me to answer. In the beginning, I didn't know. I had to learn halacha to start to answer. So I had to rush quick to finish. You know, I finished knowing the Shabbos, the other day would come in, he would send to ask me. I had to look. Every time when I finished, he told me, Rosh Hashanah said, Chesh Mishpat, you have to sit to be a day. So I don't know Chesh Mishpat, so you all know. I didn't know, not Pshat, he took me because I knew. I didn't know. But he wanted to make me, he made me to feel good. Later I told Pshat, he was Eved HaMidoisa, the guy that started up with him, he's nice to him, yeah? This is the Oymek Advoi. This is the Oymek Advoi. He opened the yeshiva. He has a couple of yeshivas. First yeshiva that he opened, he wanted to open yeshiva of Shazam and told him, who needs yeshivas? He said, well, I need to do something for the Klal Yisrael, so make a yeshiva for all the boys that are not accepted in every yeshiva. Not because they're out of the street, no, they're shvachers. Then Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva became a chosh yeshiva, so he opened another yeshiva. But he opened a yeshiva that fakelt. Every yeshiva opens the yeshiva today. The plan next year, you know, is when you're waiting when he could say no already to the bach, yeah? Then he knows that the yeshiva is good, we can say not to bach. Put fakir. And again, but everything is only tape. Only tape. I'll tell you one more example. I came once to the house, and Everson tells me my daughter is getting married this week. This week is the ufuf. So the ufuf is somewhere else. My husband doesn't want to go, so if you tell you the Shabbos, you can't go to the ufuf. Maybe you convince him to go to the ufuf. She said, I tried everything. I said, he said, Taylor, I can't. Shabbos is so much learning. I'm not the father of the boy, I'm the father of the girl. So I went in and I told him, Shabbos Mishnah Brura, Shabbos Chazoy, the Ma'aril says, Avi Achasa and Avi Akala, lo yifshim bigdei Shabbos. Shabbos Chazoy, Avi Achasa and Avi Akala, Shabbos Chazoy can't be Shabbos Shabbos Brochas. Because you can't get married. 3 weeks, you had the Ma'aril, the Ramot. So it means it's Shabbos Sufu. So, Avi HaKala lo yivish big de Shabbos, one of the Shaychas. So, Al Kochol, Avi HaKala goes to the Ufuf. Close everything, and he went to the Ufuf. That's the way you live. If it's good, if it's Mishnah Brura, I change my mind. And I'm telling you, it was a person she called Kulay Teiro. Called Kulay, without a hefse. If we will chap to Mechazik, Shabbos now, take on something Hilchei Shabbos and his Shiva, I think it's the real thing is off. Either to learn the Hilchei Shabbos, or to be mapped in the Hilchei Shabbos, to become the Shabbos in time. And this is our halacha. בעזרת השם, את עודי לי ומשפוס.